You're listening to Higher Ed Social, episode 70. Woo-hoo. I'm Logan.
And I'm Jackie. And this week we chatted with Ebru Cardan, who has an incredibly long title. So I'm going to try to get all the words right. She is the Director of External Affairs and Communications over at the College of Social and Behavioral Sciences at the University of Massachusetts Amherst. See, I couldn't even do it in one phrase.
That was really long.
First, we talk about what that actually means and what she actually does for a living. And really, I got to brag a little bit about the brevity of my job title, which was really, really nice.
Of course, there's nerdiness because me and Ebru are big Star Trek nerds. And Ebru talks about her viral cat photo, which you may have seen on the internet. We also talk about Untappd and how much people check in there and how much I don't check in there. And Jackie explains a class that she'll be taking later this month on the inner thoughts and communications of animals. We hope you enjoy this episode of Higher Ed Social.
Nature right now.
I have my headphones on too. It's weird.
It's picking it up. It's very naturey.
Yes, and you're very clear.
Oh, well, clear is good, right?
Yeah. I don't think we've had anyone with such a good internet connection in like forever.
Especially in the middle of the woods, which is what it sounds like.
Well, Western Massachusetts is a little woodsy. But if it is a problem, I can like sneak into the bathroom or I'm not sure.
No, you're fine.
Okay.
I have the nature in the form of the whining cat.
Oh, that's cute.
I have the nature as in the 3-year-old. So, and I'm kind of eating too. So, cause I suck at life.
That's the worst.
I literally just finished cooking. I've been warped. Cooking for the last, hour or so, and ended up.
Is cooking like a new adventure for you, Logan? Mm-mm. Like, you never cooked dinner before? Is this the first time?
No, I actually cook a lot, but I didn't get back till 7 from work in the grocery store. And the Publix recipes always say, oh, it takes 30 minutes. No, it doesn't. It doesn't take 30 minutes.
No.
It takes like 45 minutes to an hour. So I'm annoyed.
At least you have some wine.
I guess, yes. I am drinking wine. It's actually pork katsu. It actually is, quite tasty on rice with an apple, broccoli, slaw kind of thing. It's actually amazing.
That looks pretty.
Just so you know, we've already started recording just because this is too good.
I assume so.
Yeah.
I'm drinking champagne, so it's
the only one without a beverage. This is so sad.
Don't you have wine, Jackie?
No, I drank the whole bottle in one sitting because I'm an adult and can make that decision. It wasn't the worst decision I could have made. I decided to start just having some wine because I forgot that I had a bottle in my apartment, and I started drinking, and I have two very large red wine glasses that may or may not have been stolen from a very fancy steakhouse. And so they fit, I'm pretty sure, 3/4 of a bottle of wine if you were to fill it on the top, to the top. Like, these are huge. So I filled that naturally with, half a glass, because that's what you do with red wine. But when they're these big, it's like half a bottle. So I started drinking, and then I realized, oh, shoot, I have to be on a conference call in 15 minutes. So finished that up and then decided just to finish the entire bottle of wine on a Wednesday night. So that's where my adult life is at.
Nice.
Thank you. Well, welcome to the show.
Yes. And, Jackie,
we don't just drink. That's okay. I did the same thing
Jackie.
Yes.
If you could put your hair in a ponytail.
Oh, is it rubbing against the thing?
Yes.
Logan is not only the audio engineer, he's also my costume designer. He tells me how to wear everything.
No, I can just tell when you're
Jackie, don't wear that sweatshirt because it rubs against the thing. Jackie, put your hair up because it rubs against the mic. I have to always change my clothes for the show. It's a very stressful event.
Don't worry, I'll cut it out.
I mean, we have nature. I feel like everything is going to be...
But see, now it's perfect because those cricket sounds are just, like, awesome.
It's very soothing.
But the hair rubbing against the microphone is like fingernails on a chalkboard.
I'm sorry, listeners. I did not mean to.
I mean, I suppose we could take the Ambiance app on my iPhone and I could just take a recording of your hair rubbing against the microphone and maybe it could be a white noise machine, but I don't think it works like that.
I like that you guys have been doing this long enough where you know what that specific sound is.
Yeah,
like,
Logan, I think Logan can tell like what sweatshirt I'm wearing based on the way it rubs against the...
Well, you're also episode 70. Can you believe that?
70.
So,
wow.
So, yeah, you should
Beyond
totally
retirement.
Introduce yourself now because
yeah,
we're
should
like 4 minutes in.
Oh, me?
Yes.
Yes, you.
They already know us.
Oh, yeah. So I'm Ebru Cardan. I work at UMass in the College of Social and Behavioral Sciences as the... I have a super long title as we do, the Director of External Affairs and Communications for the College of Social and Behavioral Sciences at UMass Amherst.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. It's a really long, email footer.
Yeah, you're kidding. Your business card, it must be like 1-point font.
Yeah, pretty much.
What is External Affairs? That's the first time I've ever heard that title.
Yeah, it's pretty much like the alumni relations leg of my job. So it refers to any work I do with development. Some people call them advancement. Mm-hmm. I keep saying advancement. So the work I do with, outreach to them and communications with our alumni and donors and stewardship work, all of that. So
yeah, we're in external relations.
Like oh.
I'm in development and external line. Development and external relations. So yeah, that's... and I'm in university marketing and public relations as like under that, so...
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah, they make it pretty complicated for us.
Mm-hmm. It's mostly the long titles, but I have to say, I mean, my title actually got shorter by like syllables like this time.
Oh.
So yeah.
That's exciting.
Web and digital marketing manager instead of social media and digital marketing specialist. So it's like I lost like 2 syllables. Or 3.
My title is 3 words long and 2 of them are social media. So I think I'm doing okay.
So social media what?
No, I said it's only 3 words long and 2 of them are social media. See, the last one is coordinator.
Ah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So simple.
Makes it very straightforward. It makes it a lot easier to say, that's not my job.
I was about to say, I'm kind of envious because everybody's like, oh, you do...
Oh, Ebru, can you do this on the internet?
Can you make a viral video?
That's actually what I was hired for. I'm the viral video coordinator. Expert.
Hey, Ebru, I saw specialist. This funny thing on Facebook. Can we do it too?
Right. We were going to have a flash mob that was intended to be a viral...
Behavioral sciences flash mob?
Yeah, I'm into the idea, mm-hmm. but... as something that is like captured more organically and is just like, oh, look at those professors being fun and silly.
Yeah, I feel like
not
if
as...
you overplan something that's supposed to be spontaneous, it's not spontaneous anymore.
Right. It's no longer a flash mob, I mm-hmm. guess.
It's not a flash mob, it's just a mob.
Yeah.
It would still probably do well like on Facebook Live.
Yeah, I think so. I might
if
still
done correctly.
Yeah. That's the thing.
So what do you technically do? Flash mobs are rarely
done correctly. But anyway, go ahead. What were you saying?
They are. What do you technically do that maybe would fall under your job title or maybe wouldn't fall under your job title?
Oh, God. I feel like my job seems to encompass, like, a tiny bit of everything. So I oversee the college's website, web strategy, social media content and strategy, graphic design, photography, alumni communications. I feel like I'm missing something somewhere.
Social media?
Oh, well, yeah, no, I said social media. I got one. Graduation. But that's...
Wow. Somebody's got to run it.
So you guys are like event planners, but also marketers.
Yeah. Wow. Pretty much. I don't do a ton... Like, I at least don't work with admissions-related marketing. So I'm not really trying to get any like new, like, you know, like high school students. I'm not actively trying to get high school students interested in our college. Like UMass has a whole leg that deals with that, thank goodness.
Yeah.
So that's off my plate. But once they're in, I have to be like, oh, look how awesome anthropology is. And
anthropology is awesome.
It is. No,
it's a great place to buy things.
Did not.
It's a cool degree.
I don't even know what they sell at Anthropology. I just know it's a place that you can buy things.
Yeah, I was going to make a joke about their clothes, but I don't know enough about their clothes to even say anything about it.
They're just way too expensive for me to even touch, because one time I went in there and touched it and it started to burn my skin a little bit. I'm like, oh, this is because it's three times what I would pay normally.
You sure you're not allergic to rich
people? No, it's just, it's so expensive.
Rich people clothes.
And there's some, that's the thing too, it's like it's right up my alley in terms of style, at least for a lot of it, and so it's like the biggest bummer where it's like, oh, I really like that dress, but I'm not paying $700 for it. Like, it's just not a $700 dress.
And aren't most of their things like white flowy t-shirts that should be $20 but are like 70?
Maybe they switch. That's definitely part of it. It's a lot of dresses, kind of that, like,
I don't know, a $70 t-shirt sounds like a steal compared to a $700 dress.
No, still not the right price on either of those. I mean, there's dresses that are $700, but
why not, like, when you can go to H&M and get it for $2.99?
Exactly.
Because it'll fall apart the next day.
Or wear your mom's old clothes like I do sometimes.
Oh, I wish. My mother is like a tiny little twig and I will never be able to fit into her clothing.
Hi, Jackie's mom.
Hi, mom, shout out.
Yeah, mom listens to all the episodes. And dad. I feel bad because I never shout out to my dad. Dad, I don't wear your clothes, so.
Missy listened to her episode, I'm sure.
Yeah. We're family friendly here at Higher Ed Social.
Jackie's family friendly. My parents don't even know what a podcast is, so.
You can educate.
It's like a radio show.
But not on the radio.
So I did want to mention one thing about Ebru. So Ebru, of course, is one of those high ed web people that we know. And one of the great things about Ebru is that she takes my nerdiness and she like lifts it up like 18 levels.
Aww.
Does this mean it's so touching. Don't participate in this podcast? Is this where we get nerdy?
No. she has a cat thing. She's a cat person like us.
I feel like we should not talk about cats because our poor listeners, if we still have any, just get to hear about my cat all the time.
Well, I don't see what the problem with that is as a cat person. I could talk about my cats.
It's very true.
Well, I'd probably beat you on cats, but...
Yes. My one cat did go viral at one point, which I was excited about. Yeah, did I ever show you guys...
So we have a celebrity on the show? Is that what I'm hearing?
No, her cat's a celebrity.
My cat. Not me. I have this one cat her name's China. She's white, blue-eyed, deaf, really, really dumb, and really, like, crazy. But if you put things on her head, she gets really still. So one day my husband and I were like drinking Coors Light. Sorry, we don't drink Coors Light anymore. This was a long time ago.
I appreciate that you apologize for drinking Coors Light. I really appreciate that.
It was, I don't know, we were trying to be thrifty or something, but like we put like one empty can of Coors Light on her head and she just like stayed there. And then we're like, let's put a second one and then a third one and a fourth and a fifth and a sixth. And like they were all empty. Because you can drink like, you know, a
Lord
30
knows, you won't want to put
Light.
Full cans of beer on our cat's head.
Yeah.
You don't want to waste the Coors Light.
Well, I got a lot of internet hate for this because people thought they were full and thought that I was being abusive. But so we like documented this whole thing, and I had a blog. It doesn't exist anymore, but I posted the photos on there, and then they got on BuzzFeed and they were on Huffington Post, and like she was on like Animal Planet for like filler material for something. Yeah, it's like the cat with, if you Google like
beer
Coors
cat?
Coors Light cat or beer can cat, like you'll probably see something pop up with China and
there'll be
like,
a link in the thing.
Yeah,
yeah, I'll try to send you the most impressive links, but it was cute. Yeah, so that's my cat going viral, unlike, you know, other things that I will do in my life that are way more impressive.
Wow, it's a Catterday thing on some things. Yep, I think that's
so. Did
it.
You like make millions? Clearly not. If you're working, but you didn't make any money off of it. Did they pay you?
No.
Animal Planet?
No, I mean they used like, I probably couldn't even find that clip for you if I tried. It was like a flash. It was like on America's Cutest Cats or something. And
did it make the BuzzFeed Catterday? Or actually the Friday cat blog, like, email. Do you get the email from BuzzFeed about the cats?
No, I've been tempted, but I never end up reading those emails, so I just resisted.
I find myself reading it every day. It's This Week in Cats. That's it.
Oh, this is before they were doing that. This is when BuzzFeed was sort of, like, fresh and...
Wasn't doing news and wasn't attempting
to do news. Yeah, it wasn't, like, 10 nail polish colors every girl living in, you know, Newark, New Jersey will die for, or whatever, like, really obscure list that they have.
I hope that list does not exist yet, because you heard it here first, folks.
Nothing against Newark, New Jersey. I'm from New Jersey. That's why I thought of it.
I'm not.
What?
I'm from the South.
Yeah, Nashville?
Nashville. Yes,
Nashville. I've heard of that place.
Yeah, it's a cool place. You guys are coming to Memphis pretty soon.
Yeah.
I'm apparently going to Memphis next week, so I might scout out some things while I'm there.
Yeehaw, as they say.
Yeah, I have to do work stuff.
I think I might buy a pair of cowboy boots. I think that
Memphis?
Might be. I think that might be it.
Why?
Can like I go Memphis? To? Is Nashville close? Can I go to Nashville?
It's like 4 hours away.
Oh, that's not close.
Yeah, Memphis is not known for the cowboy boots. It's known for jazz and barbecue.
But I don't play a jazz instrument.
Well, you don't play a steel guitar either, and you like Nashville.
But I said I wanted boots.
Well, why didn't you buy boots when you were here?
Because at the time I didn't want to invest in them, but now
well,
I feel
you
like
shouldn't,
I should.
Because they're stupid.
Oh, I have hit a nerve. Okay, maybe we change the subject.
They're going to be really uncomfortable anyway, probably.
Maybe. Logan, do you own cowboy boots?
Do you want to buy a pickup truck too?
No, Logan.
And you
want to
get some Fireball whiskey?
Go, that's up here.
Go swimming in the river.
Way to stereotype your people, Logan.
Yeah, well, you're not helping the cause.
I grew up in like redneck hick towns, and as stereotypical as that is, it's true. They like their pickup trucks. They like their NASCAR. And they do, in fact, like Fireball whiskey in some cases.
Fireball's a big deal in New York. I don't know if it is over by Massachusetts, but everybody drinks Fireball
It is. I have this thing about photographing leftover empty bottles of liquor that people litter on the streets. Uh-huh. And I don't really do anything with them. I don't know why. I'm just sort of like, why would you just throw this here?
And maybe you should make an Instagram and put funny captions as to what situation caused people to toss that liquor bottle away.
That could be interesting.
That would be, I had a hashtag I was using for a while if I posted on Instagram, but then I forgot what it was, and it was too much trouble. But yeah, they're mostly Fireball now. So yeah. Up here, I mean,
it's like a big deal.
Yeah, where I live is... Oh, sorry.
No, you're fine. Go ahead.
Oh, no, where I live is like the Five College area, so...
Oh, yeah.
Lots of college students everywhere. And... Like, unfortunately,
they're in Massachusetts, and they're in the Five College area, and they don't like things. They like Fireball. I mean, there's like way better things out there.
Yeah, but I guess
it's not like the only thing. But I feel like it's.
I mean,
common.
There's Goldschlager, right? And you know, peach schnapps.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know about peach schnapps. I would probably drink Fireball. This is turning into like the alcohol edition of high.
Yeah, this is well, no, we did have Mike Finan on the show who got drunk on our show. And we didn't realize it was happening at the time until like 20 minutes after the show had ended, and he messaged Logan and I, and he's like, "Guys, I'm drunk." And we're like, "Oh, that's fine."
That explains a lot.
It was a great show. You guys should all listen to it. But we are, you know, I think beer and alcohol, not just like the concept of like consuming it in like the way you think about it in college when it's like, let's just get really drunk on Keystone Light. But you, like craft beers, like has a whole community around craft beers and those types of things. It's a big conversation piece. People talk about, there's a place that you get like scotch here. It's like really nice scotches and bourbons. It's like a whole little underground bar, very classy. And you like learn all this stuff about scotch and bourbon.
Yeah. And there's like crazy people that check into beer on apps.
Oh, Untapped.
I don't know how you can knock any sort of check-in app or anything like that, considering the lifestyle that you lead.
I can knock a beer app.
Why? I think it's cool. It's fun. I get to see what everybody's drinking. Let's see. Log in right now.
I mean,
let's see how alcoholic everyone is.
Interesting.
I've seen you running or biking.
Right.
Like tracking apps. I'm never going to do that. I tried. I'm not going to do that. But if you were like, oh, this was a tasty, like, IPA.
Yeah.
I might be more influenced by that. But then again.
Aaron Knight is 2 hours ago drank a Saranac S'more Porter, and I did not know that existed. And he gave it 4 stars.
See, I just don't drink enough beer in order to check in on a beer app.
I wonder where he's drinking.
That would be like, you know, someone should make like a cigar app where you could check in on the different cigars that you smoke.
I bet that exists.
Yeah, it probably does. Or it doesn't. I don't know. But we'll definitely put links to follow Jackie and her drinking on the show.
I mean, lately you guys will judge me because lately I've been drinking. I got in like a weird mood. I've been drinking Mike's Hard Lemonades just because it's been so hot outside, and
there's
it's like
absolutely
that.
Absolutely nothing wrong with that.
So Mike's Hard Lemonade was like the drink that I drank when I may or may not have been of legal drinking age. And I'm only saying that because my parents listen to the show. And so it reminds me of being very like juvenile. Like it reminds me of like thinking I'm a lot cooler than I actually am. And so now I feel like as a 25-year-old, when I'm drinking Mike's Hard, I revert back to being a teenager, which is really just not fun. But maybe
you
it's
never drank,
not that
you
big
never
deal.
Drank when you were a teenager.
No. I was pushed.
It takes you back to your 21-ness.
Right. It takes me back to the moment I turned 21 and had my
and
first drink
immediately
ever.
Immediately went to the grocery store and you bought some Mike's Hard lemonade.
No, that is not what happened.
I remember for me it was Red Bull and vodka, which I would never touch now.
I hate Red Bull so much. I didn't know how people drank those.
Yeah, I never liked it, but it was the thing that was trendy in New Jersey in two, wait, when was that? 2002 or whenever it was that I turned 21.
I don't remember what I did when I was 21.
Because he was so drunk.
No, I don't think that's
Black
what. I
out.
don't think that's the case. Pretty sure
I'm
that's not the case.
looking at my Untappd app, though, like it's all higher ed people.
I know.
I'm sorry to everyone whose name I'm going to mention right now.
Gonna call them all out for what they're drinking.
Yeah, should I? Should I
I
not?
don't know if we
I
should
mean,
do
they
it.
posted on social media,
They did
so
post it.
they apparently want the public to know how
Kim
alcoholic
White,
they are.
Sven is drinking, Lord
Clementine.
Thacker, and Dougie. Where is everybody drinking right now? Why weren't we invited?
Don't know. Aaron Knight had a Labatt Blue. Oh, this is social media is terrible sometimes. Okay.
Of
Carlin
course,
had some
Sven is
stuff.
having his post-run beer because he runs
Yeah.
all the time.
Now
That's
let's
just.
rewind. Let's rewind a little bit
Oh,
and see.
Aaron did check in a Labatt Blue and wrote because bowling. So I'll
Why
let
don't
that
I
go.
have the beer social media app? Because people on podcasts will talk and mention my name.
That's not true.
And you know what? If someone was going to go on social media and say, "Oh, Logan ran 3 miles today," I don't think I'd have as much of a problem with people saying that on a podcast.
So I've been, and I only pick on Aaron Knight because I saw his name come up and he'll laugh at this, but I've been with Aaron Knight in many a situation where there's beer involved. And Aaron is a diehard check-in person. And we were like doing a flight or tasting or something. And we were doing a couple different flights at different breweries. And he checked in all the beers he was tasting on these flights. And so Aaron's feed is like 20 different beers in a row. And it looks like he's just pounding these beers, but really it's because we're drinking flights. So you can't always assume that people are drinking that quickly.
In all reality, though, I can't. I
Oh.
just can't. I want to Instagram things and I want to Facebook things and I want to post on Twitter. And it just gets so tiring when I have to post to everything.
That's why cross-posting is great.
I don't want to cross post. It goes against like my better social media
Yeah,
managerness.
I have no problem cross-posting personally. I will never do it on behalf of Skidmore, but I have no problem doing it personally.
Well, I don't also don't drink that much, so there's that. I may, yeah.
Well, you can just cheers our check-ins.
I do. And that's why it doesn't take much at High Ed Web. So.
So how are things? Ebru, has your semester started?
Not yet. It starts the Tuesday after Labor Day.
What is it with you people starting so late? Everybody
It's, I
starts so
don't
late.
know. Why do you guys start so early? But
Because we want to get out early.
yeah, you do get out earlier.
And we want to have like 2 fall breaks. We
Oh,
have like
God.
fall break and we have Thanksgiving break. So we have like 2 fall breaks.
Oh, wait, I think we, wait, do we?
I think
And we
I.
also get out like the first week of December.
Oh, well, that's what's
Wow.
there.
We have like Thanksgiving and Christmas time.
We do it a while for the holidays. Well,
But
for Christmas, we don't get it.
yay, Christmas.
Even though this year, Hanukkah, I think the first night is the 24th, so it'll be right in line with
It'll be right in line with the other holiday.
the actual holiday.
Hanukkah's a holiday? It's like
It's a
Christmas
moving
is the
holiday, right?
holiday. No. So, fun fact about
Oh, sorry.
Jackie's Jew lesson of the day. So, Judaism works on the lunar calendar, not the solar calendar. So, it's the same day every day on the lunar calendar, but because the lunar calendar is not like it has more months, I think, than the solar calendar, it looks like it changes all the time, but it really doesn't.
Oh, okay.
Fun fact. All right.
It's like in a different numbering system.
Basically. It's also a totally different year.
Hey, I'm Catholic. We have times that are ordinary and
Not that it's not
not
ordinary. It's not like
ordinary.
this.
Yeah, we have I mean I was raised Muslim, so we have Ramadan, and that is Oh, right. I'm just going to show how terrible I am at this, but like, I think it's like 10 days earlier every year, roughly.
Are you on the lunar?
I have no idea. I don't know. But yeah.
Well, aren't we all multicultural?
I know. Yeah, this is the most diverse podcast we've ever had.
Probably is.
Religiously, that is.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Go team. We should take lots of pictures and put them on homepages of stuff.
We should all get under a tree and laugh.
Oh, yeah. I am basically under a tree, actually.
Yes, that's where all the nature is hearing.
We can give you a guitar.
I wouldn't know what to do with it except rest my champagne on it.
That's all you need.
And my, like, Jean-Luc Picard action figure or something.
See, she has action figures.
They are nice. I've seen the pictures of him doing things.
I can't lie. I have a Gundam, but like nobody knows what Gundam is, so
I don't know what a Gundam?
A Gundam. Yes, it's a giant robot. It's a Gundam. What
is it? Is it a like an action figure, or does it like actually move?
Well, I mean, it's a giant robot in Japan. Yeah, it's a lots of animes have been based off of Gundam.
I mean, like the thing that you have.
It is a completely posable action model figure thing that I assembled myself that I ordered from Japan because I'm that much of a nerd.
Aww.
But it's completely posable.
You should do an Instagram account with it.
Yes, I thought about it.
You can maybe get famous.
Yeah, but nobody knows what a Gundam is.
Well, that's your job. Educate people.
That's true.
I suppose.
You gotta come up with a trendy hashtag.
Everyone knows Patrick Stewart.
That's true. You might like this. I had a few days off. I had like 5 days off total this summer, but two of those days I spent with a photographer friend of mine who he's really cool. I'm just gonna give him a little plug because his work is really amazing. Dave Rothstein, and on Instagram it's Snow Sculpt. So in the winters he does these giant snow sculptures that are like, I don't know, like enormous and really impressive. And when he's not doing that, he is really into donuts and miniatures, like historical miniatures. Yeah, it's like pretty specific, but he poses. So if it's President's Day, he'll have like a red, white, and blue sprinkled donut with like some president on it or something to that effect. But he wanted to collaborate on a Star Trek themed donut photo thing.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So he isn't really a Star Trek guy, so he asked me to help him out. So we did some fun stuff yesterday, like I made him buy a bear claw because Riker has that line about like some days you get the bear and some days the bear gets you. So it was like some days you get the bear claw, and like it's him, like my Riker action figure with the bear claw. So I'm really excited. I think he's going to start posting them tomorrow. I'll make sure I share them.
Yeah, send us the link so we can put it in the show notes.
Yeah, that's ooh, awesome.
I will. Thanks.
Yeah.
Where does he buy the donuts? Anywhere special?
All over. He's kind of like a local donut expert. He's been to something like, I might be overshooting this number, but like 500, or it's in the hundreds of different local donut shops all over New England and
the
country.
Donologist.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, donut. Wow. Just
can I travel with him?
Yeah, I know, right? He just really has like this passion for donuts, and
gotta be passionate about something.
I definitely can say I have a passion for donuts. That is, you have to send him to Paula's Donuts in Buffalo. They make amazing donuts, and they're huge, and they're so good. So,
I'll mention that to him.
Yes.
I feel like he's probably been like he did some column in Take Magazine, which is like a regional magazine, where he listed his like favorite donut shops in each New England state. And we have, I'm not sure if you guys have glazed donuts. I'm not sure how widespread that is, but we got them there.
Like a regular glazed donut?
The store is called Glazed.
Oh, no. I was like, Glazed Donut's pretty standard. No.
Oh, yeah. we did there was a triple chocolate donut that we had for Deanna Troi because, as we all know, Deanna Troi really likes her chocolate.
Yes, she does.
But it was fun. It was a good way to be creative outside of work.
How fun.
That is so awesome.
Cool little vacation.
Yeah. Photo vacation.
Cool.
And you fit some Star Trek in there.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm backtracking a little bit, but when do you guys start school again? Logan, you already started?
Yes.
Two weeks ago?
2 weeks on Friday is when students got here.
Oh.
It's a week. School started last Wednesday.
Okay.
So, parking is gone and open registration ended today. So that means they're stuck.
Oh, man. And Jackie, you start at a humane time like me?
Yes. Yeah. So I thought we were late, but I was surprised to hear that you start the same time. So our students are moving in Friday the 2nd. And then they start classes the 6th, the Tuesday after Labor Day. And the reason, at least, that I've been told, I don't know if this is rumor, if it's true, but because we're in Saratoga and we have the racetrack, logistically, all the hotel spaces are filled up for the folks that are going to the track, and the hotels are charging three times the price. Oh. So we wouldn't really have anywhere for parents to go. So that's what I've been told is the reason why we wait until after Labor Day, because then track season's over. But maybe it's just because we're lazy and we just don't want to start that early.
I thought it was just standard, honestly, but
yeah.
Well, I mean, Belmont's weird because we start early and then we end in early December, but we start back right after New Year's. And then we have Maymester, which we've talked about on the show before, that starts in early May so that students can go for an entire month on study abroad. So.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
And a lot of students, we had 600 students go on study abroad this year, so. It's like a huge
that they try to do that. Why would it have to be in May to do us? Because I studied abroad for a month and it was over the summer and it did not affect my classes or anything.
Because then you have it right after school. So you finish your last final and you hop on a plane and you go somewhere. It's literally right there. And then you still have a summer once you get back.
Oh,
yes. And that doesn't mean that there's not any study abroad trips that happen over the summer, because there are. But the majority of students go on Maymester, so.
Maymester?
Yeah, that's what we call it.
That's Logan's, or Belmont's, interestingly different study abroad opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it also works well for professors, too. More professors, with contracts and stuff, I guess. Mm-hmm. That's my guess.
Interesting.
So, yeah, we have a lot of study abroad trips. And I wish I could go on one, to be honest. But
do it.
I can't.
Yeah, you can.
I'm just a lowly staff member. So anyway, so Ever's nerdier than me. On some levels, I think I have 6 cats, so I think I'd be
too. Whoa. Oh my god.
Yep, see.
I'm not phased anymore.
Shocking.
Is it? It's not that shocking.
It's shocking.
It's shocking. We talk about it every other episode.
Oh.
Because Jackie's like, I have a cat and I'm obsessed with it, but Logan has 6. So that's true. I'm Jackie's defense mechanism when people say she's obsessed with her cat.
I mean, I think I'm obsessed with my cat in the same way that most people are obsessed with their pets or their children. Mm. And to be honest, I share significantly less pictures of my cat on social media than parents of newborns to 5-year-olds do. So
that is true.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're pretty easy on that stuff.
I think they are quality cat posts. Like, it's not just like, hey guys, I have a cat. I know. It's like, it's, look at my cat doing this thing.
Look at the potato laying down while I'm working out. And look at the potato laying down while I'm cooking dinner.
Don't get mad at my social media.
I'm not mad at your social media, but your cat does lie down a lot.
As she lays here, I'm taking a picture now to send to you, Logan, because she's literally laying next to me right now as you say that.
She's a literal potato.
No, she's not a literal potato. She's a literal cat.
But you call her potato.
I do. That doesn't make her a potato.
But she is a potato.
But she's not just, a literal.
She has eyes and she lays there.
Guys, guess what I signed up for?
What did you sign up for?
So Hudson Valley Community College, which is the local community college, sent out their community ed brochure. Mm-hmm. And I was flipping through it. And there is a class. It is a one-day class. It's 3 hours long, and it's $19. And I'm taking it, and it is called Introduction to Communication with Animals.
Wait.
Yep. Like
the dog whisperer type?
I don't know. Or? I don't know exactly what I'm in for, but I signed up for it anyway because I feel like that's a $19 investment. Let me see if I can find. I know I have the description of the class somewhere. Okay. It says, this class will help you communicate with your pets and other animals and also give you an opportunity to practice these techniques. The course will rely heavily on actual practice opportunities rather than theory or lecture. Students will be required to bring photographs of their pets to class for practice exercises. So more
no
to come.
No theory.
No theory. We don't need no theory. I want hard-hitting practicing being able to talk to my cat.
And this is a college course.
No. It's a community ed course. So the community college will offer like community ed, like how to knit and like how to learn Microsoft Word for if you're 80 years old. Like it's, they offer these like one day or like sometimes they're series of courses. So this is a community ed course. I'm not getting college credit for this. Because if I could get college credit for $19 talking to my cat, dang.
Man, but I would major in that. You're just going to be, like, crawling around on the floor purring.
Oh, my God, I hope so.
An hour.
I'm going to try my hardest to live tweet it. It is on September 24th, so pay attention to my Twitter feed.
Okay.
We'll definitely talk about it around the September 24th show.
Yes, I will be sure to update everyone about how I learned how to
Should have my new iPhone by then.
So here's my thing, though. I'm confused about is I don't know if I'm going to be able to have like a conversation with my cat. If I'm going to be like, hey, Casey, how's it going? And she'll be like, meow, meow. And I'll be like, oh my God, that means I'm good. Or if I can just talk to her. Like,
I don't
so if I'm
think
like,
cats have so, language quite like that.
No. But like, so all the time I'm guilty whenever Casey meows for a long time, I go, Casey, what's wrong? It's just like my go-to phrase, but I know she's not going to answer me. Will I be able to get that answer now? Or will she just be able to understand me asking what's wrong?
Well, things will happen.
All those things will happen.
I will say, once you're with your cat long enough, I don't think you've been with your cat long enough, but once you're with a cat long enough, you do still ask those questions, but you then look at the cat and go, oh, you want this.
Yeah, there's
it's
something
like that
about
episode. It's that episode of Star Trek The Next Generation where Geordi is with, is it Geordi? Yeah, I think it's Geordi. Geordi is with Data, and Data is trying to do whatever, and the cat meows, and then he goes over to the replicator and says, feline supplement number, blah, 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 and then gives it to the cat, and then Geordi looks at him and says, well, you're certainly trained.
Yeah. That was a good one.
Yes. Spot.
Oh, Spot had lots of feline supplements.
Yes.
They were in like the hundreds.
He even had his own poem.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's Felis, a spot.
Yes. Felis catus, your taxonomic nomenclature, something, something, denotes a endothermic quadruped carnivorous by nature.
Yeah. Oh, that's something. One of those party tricks I've always wanted to do where it's like, I can do the whole Ode to Spot song. But
I out-nerded you a little bit.
You might have. Well, I have an apple tattoo. Does that give me like an ace in the hole? I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
What inspired you?
Oh,
Steve Jobs?
Apple.
Well, I mean, that wasn't phrased correctly. Do you feel like something specific connected to Apple? Is it like, is there a story there, or were you just like, yo, I really like Apple?
It was like, so I have this like triad of like heroes, I guess, and one is Steve Jobs. And like they each have like a piece that I kind of relate or aspire to. So like Steve Jobs is the piece who is sort of like perfectionist, you know, knows what he wants, visionary. I like simple things. He likes things that seem simple. And I mean, he has a lot of flaws. That's for like sure.
Skeuomorphism.
But I mean, personality wise, like he was a little rough. Maybe didn't treat Steve Wozniak great, but he's like the one part. And then I have, you know, Jean-Luc Picard, who's like honor and, you know, like all the good personality traits that you look for in a leader.
He is everything that is good.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Just about the Federation.
Right. And then the third that's like not so obvious, I guess, is Link from Legend of Zelda.
Okay.
Who's, you know, this like little sort of underdog who goes off and has to be brave and...
Well, he did have a Triforce of Courage.
He did, yeah. That's actually my next tattoo, is the Triforce.
Yeah.
Hopefully sometime this month.
Oh, cool.
So I feel like those three concepts together are like my, you know, things I...
How are you going to tattoo Picard?
Oh, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
That's a little tough.
A little creepy.
Yeah, that's kind of...
That would be weird.
That could go so wrong so fast.
You could totally do a Starfleet insignia, though.
I could. I just wish I liked the design better, so I'm still kind of a snob about that stuff. Like, the Apple logo, I think, is like a beautiful, simple logo.
Sorry, Gene
like
Roddenberry. Stuff. Your design aesthetic sucks.
Yeah, I'm sorry. A little bit.
Listen, if you don't like the way it looks, please do not get it permanently tattooed on your body.
No,
like,
exactly. But, you know, the Triforce is at least, like, also really nice, simple, clean lines, and it's representative of something. Yeah, and it's geometric.
Yeah, make a triangle.
Yeah, with a white space triangle in the middle.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Can't handle it.
Do you guys have any tattoos?
No. I hear Logan's got a tramp stamp.
I don't like needles.
But I don't know. I watch Tattoo Nightmares, guys, so I'm an expert. But I feel like it's, I mean, I watch these people in like severe pain, but it's like the needle is like going up and down really fast. Is that what's happening?
Yeah, yeah. So it doesn't actually feel like you're being
poked with the needle 1,000 times a second?
No, it doesn't feel like that at all. It feels like lots of vibrating on your, like, stingy vibrating. That doesn't sound good.
Oh, gosh. Did yours hurt? Because yours is on your back shoulder, am I right?
Yeah. Yeah, it didn't. I mean, it kind of hurts when they're...
Stabbing you with the needle multiple times, doesn't it?
Yeah, like, They'll do like an area and then stop and dab you, and so if they don't like take that dabbing break like frequently enough, it can start to get sore. But then you have this crazy adrenaline rush. Like I have this tiny like potato chip sized tattoo on me, and I'm acting like I know everything. But you know, I
oh yeah,
like,
then, you're an ink. Spurt.
Bigger than my tattoos.
But I remember having... Well, I had it retouched, so I feel like I had two done. But you get, like, a really great adrenaline rush after. So I was like, oh, my God, now I know why people get, like, a million tattoos.
Yeah, they call it, like, a habit. Like, people get, like, addicted to getting tattoos and want to get more.
Yeah, yeah.
That's hard. I have, like, commitment issues. So it's, like, I don't know, like, what I would want.
A cat.
No.
A potato.
I do know someone that has a tattoo of her cat's face, and it is you know, to each their own, but not my style. But no, I would not get my cat. I wouldn't get anything with like a face because that can go so wrong so quickly. So like no animals, no people, like words can get messed up. It would have to be a symbol.
Yeah, it would definitely have to be a Chinese symbol.
Right, because I have such a connection to the Chinese language and culture.
What about if you got a potato with cat ears on it and whiskers, and underneath it said in, like, Japanese, like, cat?
I think
it would be nickel.
I think that's exactly what I'm going to get, actually.
I think we need to feed you at, like, in Memphis. We need to get you a bunch of, what was that? Whiskey, we're talking snake bite or whatever.
Fireball.
Get you a bunch of like fireball shots and then take you to a tattoo parlor.
Do not.
This is my plan.
No,
it's happening.
No, I do not want a potato tattooed on me.
This is a higher ed after dark. After dark.
Terrible. So I remember the story coming out a while ago, and I'm sure it's still going on, but considering we're leading into football season, there was a story that ran about these guys that used to do a fantasy football league every year together, and they started, like, they wanted to put more than just money on it, and they decided that the winner got to pick the tattoo of the loser. And so every year the loser would have to get a tattoo, and they get these like terrible tattoos. Like one guy got like a Justin Bieber tattoo, like right on his hip, and like it's crazy. I'll have to find the story to include in the show notes, but it's pretty funny, but also terrible because like that's like, I don't know if that means you have great friends or you have terrible friends. Like
people take sports ball too seriously,
but it's funny.
Is it?
Uh-huh. What's the worst thing you could make someone tattoo on them? I mean, there are some generally very bad things, but
right, like, and that would be what would concern me. Like, I hope they have like guidelines of like, hey, please don't put anything like incredibly inappropriate that like I couldn't show my child. Like, it's like, okay, Justin Bieber is a terrible tattoo, but it's not inappropriate,
right? Like, no symbols of mass murder, genocide.
Yeah. No hate speech.
Right. Nice.
No Teletubbies.
Teletubbies. Not your boss's name.
Yeah.
Well, well, on that note, thanks, Ebru, for joining us this week.
Oh, no. Thanks for having me. I hope... I mean, that was a fun conversation, if not great podcast material. I don't know.
Epic. Head down to highered.social and get links to the things we talked about today, and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Stitcher. If you like the show, please consider giving us a review. We love having those if they're good. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at HES Podcast. Send us a tweet. We love talking to you. And don't forget to let us know if you want to be on the show. So thanks again, Ebru.
Oh, thank you guys. That was fun.
Have a great week.